Well, we are in week three of our series called The Vow. Somebody say The Vow. And I want to take a second to pray over our time together. Beautiful time of worship, but I just want to ask that God would move throughout the word today as we look to his word. So one more time, would you bow your heads? Father God, I just pray right now that your spirit would move through the word today. Your word is alive, it's active, it's incredible. It helps us in every area of our life. And today, as we look toward relationships and dating and all these things, God, I just pray that you would speak to somebody, whether they're single, dating, engaged, married, divorced, widowed, whatever season of life they're in. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to them today. Open up our eyes, ears, hearts, and minds to receive your word. And all God's kids said, amen, amen, amen. Well, we're in The Vow, and this is part three. If you missed the first 2 weeks, I encourage you to go back and check them out. Week one was all about just the vow in general. What is a vow? And what does it mean to make a vow to somebody else, make a vow to God? And then last week, we talked about a season of singleness. What do you do before the vow? Before you even meet the person that you're going to be with, what do you do in that season? Don't waste it. Let me tell you, single people, do not waste that season. If you missed it, I encourage you to go back and check it out. But today, we are talking about dating mistakes. Oh, Lord Jesus. Somebody say dating mistakes. Some of y'all said that like you made some before. You know what I mean? Like some of y'all said that like, oh, I've made some dating mistakes. Yes, I have. But you know, this morning I woke up and I was like, I don't really know what I'm going to say today. Because, you know, Gen Z, you guys are in this dating stage right now, a lot of y'all, and you know, you woke up this morning without TikTok to tell you how to date anymore. You can't go to those random people on TikTok to get all your dating advice. So, like, you guys are probably just lost this morning, you know? I went on my phone and looked at it myself, and just so I could see, like, is it actually going to happen? And sure enough, yeah, it's like it says, hey, you can't get on right now. We just live in a wild time, okay? TikTok is gone. The inauguration is tomorrow. It's like nobody knows what's going to happen. This world is crazy. But listen, let me tell you, I'm not looking at TikTok to figure out how to date. I'm going to look to God's word today, okay? So we're in dating mistakes. And, you know, I've made some dating mistakes, and I think maybe you have too. I just want to help somebody in the room. I got five of them for you, all right? So please take some notes today if you're single, if you are dating or engaged. But let me also encourage those of you that are married. I'll talk about it at the end of this message, but we never stop dating, amen? Like, you got to keep dating your spouse. Don't ever stop. And so I just believe there's something for everybody in this message today. And maybe if you know somebody that's dating, or you know somebody that's engaged, you know somebody that's single, maybe you send this to them later. And but I'm gonna go ahead and get into the first dating mistake that we make. And the first one is settling while seeking. Settling while seeking. Listen, I do not want any of you that are dating or maybe single in this place to settle for anything less than God's best for you. Come on, somebody say amen. I want you to have life-giving, God-honoring relationships, and I hope that you want that for yourself too. Listen, we gotta have some standards, y'all. We are the people of God, okay? The Bible has a lot of standards, and you can look, I'm not gonna go through all of them today, but the Bible has a lot of standards for a good man of God and a good woman of God and what to look for in an individual. I'm going to leave that to you to go search and figure out what those things are. But let me tell you, you have to have some standards. God wants good relationships for you. And he wants you to have a healthy marriage. And it all starts with a healthy dating relationship. Now, I had some standards, okay? Listen, I had some very, very clear standards. And you had a lot of very important ones, things that meant a lot to me. Probably the standard that I had that meant the most to me, though, was that my future wife had to be able to wrap the entirety of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, okay? It's a non-negotiable, all right? If you can't wrap the entirety of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air wrap, then we just can't be together, okay? Because I need somebody that can have some fun. I need somebody that's kind of like on the same vibe as me, on the same level. And so let me tell you, Lindsay is here in second service today, so we get to have this fun conversation together, all right? And so we're dating, all right? We're in Oklahoma City. I was up there for a job. She was up there for college. And so we're walking around. We've been dating like a couple of months at this point, okay? And so we're walking around holding hands on campus. We're like walking through campus, looking all cute, you know what I'm saying? Mainly her. And so we're walking through, looking all cute. And I'm like, oh man, this girl is fine. Like, we're doing good, having a good time. But then we started talking about some TV shows we really like. And just, you know, talking, we're still trying to get to know each other. Talking through TV shows we really like. And I said, you know what? I think this is the time. I think this is it. This is where I find out if she can rap the entirety of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, okay? And so I was like, you know, there's this one show that I really like. You know, it's kind of an old school one. You might not know it, The Fresh Prince. She's like, oh, yeah, for sure. And then I just bust out. It's like, in West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground. That's where I spent most of my days chilling out. Maxie, come on, relaxing all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school with a couple of guys. They were, and she starts going to, she says, started making trouble in the neighborhood. I got a one. I was like, yes, yeah, she's the one. Thank you, Lord. You have answered my prayers. I got a one little fight. My mom got scared. I said, you move my child. Okay, you know what I'm talking. Like, we were jamming, just walking down campus, you know, and so that was a very, very important standard for me. She passed the test, and here we are, you know what I'm saying? But, of course, that's a silly standard that I had. But, I just wanted to make sure, hey, do you have the same sense of humor as me? Like, are we going to be able to vibe and have the same humor? Because I like to be a little silly. I like to have a good time. And she just, man, she went right along with it. And but listen, there are some very, very important standards that I think we all need to have in relationships. In Amos 3:3, it says, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? If I'm holding her hand and we're walking around campus, and she wants to go this way and I'm going to go this way, well that's going to be pretty tough. Real quick, we're going to start going opposite direction. We got to agree. Where are we going? Where are we heading? And listen, I don't want you to settle for somebody that is not going the same place that you are. I'm going after God. Are you going after God? No, then no, we ain't doing this. Listen, my kids, all the time, I'll have one kid on this side, the other kid on this side, and this kid's wanting to go that way, and this kid's wanting to go that way. Let me tell you, it is a struggle, okay? And I'm just like trying to go like this. We're going this way, y'all. And I'm trying to pull my kids along, and they're both just grabbing my arms. What is it? It's difficult. It's not easy. But if you're going the same direction and you're holding hands with somebody, it's easy. You're just a breeze, you know? You're just rapping The Fresh Prince, just having a good time, you know what I mean? And so listen, number one, do they believe in God, right? Come on, guys. No? Then that's an automatic no. Like, do we even have to have this discussion? Unfortunately, we kind of do nowadays. The Bible says so much about not being unequally yoked, but listen, I don't think that that's actually the question that most church people struggle with. I really don't. You might ask the question, well, do they believe in God? I think that's the wrong question to ask. The right question to ask is, do they have a thriving relationship with Jesus Christ? They're two totally different things. Y'all know that, amen? Those do not mean the same thing. I can believe in God and be a cheater. I can believe in God and be abusive. I can believe in God and not go to church, pray, read my Bible. I can believe in God. Listen, the Bible says even the demons believe in God. So is this person more like a demon? They believe in God. That don't mean nothing to me. Or are they more like Jesus because they serve God with their life? Listen, if they believe in God but they aren't serving God, honey, they ain't for you, okay? Let's just put it at that, all right? But I can change him. That's not your job. Don't even start with me, y'all. Listen, I was a young adults pastor, so I'm just going to just go in on this today, okay? How is this man supposed to lead you and your family if he can't even spiritually lead himself? It's not going to happen. He goes out and drinks with his buddies all the time, but he'll grow out of it. It's just a phase. Yeah, a phase that you don't need to be a part of. For real. Like, if he wants to grow out of that phase, great, let him do that. Not with me around. I ain't going to deal with that. We have to have some standards. Don't settle while you're seeking. Men, you're attracted to her because of the way she dresses. Those booty shorts and crop top work real well on you, but they'll work on the next guy too, won't they? You think she's going to stop posting seductive selfies on Instagram because you're in the picture now? Come on. No. That's not how that works. We give a second date to a lot of people that shouldn't have even gotten one in the first place. But then, listen, once you kind of get through this first thing of like, hey, do they have a thriving relationship with Jesus? That's the number one standard. Amen? All right, so number one. But then there's some things that are of lesser importance, but still very important. Hey, do you have similar interests? Like, do you have the same kind of hobbies? Do you like to do the same sort of things? That's important. What's their relationship with their family? What's the relationship with their family? What's her relationship with her father? What's his relationship with his mother? Here's a good thing for you to look for. How do they treat the waiter at the restaurant? Right? Another one, people always joke about that it shows character. Do they put the cart away after they go to HEB? You know what I'm saying? If they don't, that's an automatic no, okay? Do they want to be fruitful and multiply someday? Come on, praise God, right? Not right now, but eventually. A big one, do your friends and your family like them? Okay, now I know some of y'all got some crazy family members, all right? And you might not take advice from them at all. Listen, I understand that. Some of y'all, you might actually be the God-fearing people and your family doesn't serve God at all. And so you don't want to take advice from them. But what I'm saying is if you have a good family and you trust them and you would go to them for advice on anything, and then you have some good friends that also love the Lord and love you, like that's the kind of people I'm talking about. Do those people like this person? And that leads me into mistake number two, not reading the reviews. Now, I do something that really annoys my wife, okay? Well, I do a lot of things that annoy my wife, okay? Let's just get that out of the way. But one of the things that really annoys her, okay, is before I watch any movie or TV show, I have to look at the reviews first. I have to. I will not watch something if I do not get on Rotten Tomatoes and see that it is certified fresh with at least 60% of the users and 60% of the critics. If it's not, then I'm not wasting my time. Why would I do that? Any other Rotten Tomatoes people? Like, are y'all with me, some of y'all people? Okay, I got six people that are on the same page as me. I'm the weird one. Okay. So listen, Lindsay will get so annoyed at me for this. She'll say, oh my gosh, like this looks cute. This show looks amazing. It has that girl from that other one, the other show that we watched, remember that one time? And I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Immediately pull out my phone and start scrolling and I'm looking at all the reviews. She's like, ah, that is so annoying. Why are you looking at the reviews? It looks cute. It looks good. And so one time, reluctantly, I put my phone away. She said, oh my gosh, this movie looks great. We should watch it. It has that guy from that thing, from that, you know, that other show. And I pull out my phone. She's like, Trevor, seriously, no. Like, let's just watch the show. Let's watch the movie. I was like, you know what? Fine. Okay. So I put my phone away. I said, I'm going to trust you. Let's just watch this thing. All right. And then we proceeded to watch the worst movie we have ever seen in our lives. I kid you not. We get halfway through this thing. And Lindsay, she's like falling asleep on the couch. And we finally do that thing. You ever done this where you kind of look over at each other and you're just like, can we like, are we done with this? And we're like, yeah. And we just turned it off halfway through. It was so bad that we turned the movie off. It was so slow. The plot was all over the place. Terrible acting. And so we turned that thing off. She's falling asleep, all that stuff. So this is exactly what happens in our relationships, though. There's a girl that you might like. You're like, she looks good, right? She looks good. I want to watch all of that. You know what I mean? Like, let me see all of that. But you didn't look at the reviews, did you? Oh, Lord. All you had to do was take one look at her Instagram and you would have known to stay away from that chick flick. You would have known real quick. Ladies, your girlfriend comes to you. She says, I don't know about this guy. You're like, oh, stop. He looks cute. I think he looks good. You know, like, I think it looks good. I think it's good. It's a good thing. Yeah. But you find out later he was just a terrible actor. Oh, Lord. He looked good. But if you would have just listened to the reviews, you would have avoided all of this. You would have avoided the heartbreak. You would have avoided all the pain. Relationships, man, they could really mess you up. You get in a relationship with the wrong person. It's not just sometimes a couple of days to get over it. Maybe not even a couple of weeks, it's months, sometimes years to get over a broken and failed and bad relationship. But now you got to break up with this guy, right? You should have just listened to the reviews, but now you're halfway through and you got to turn the movie off, you know? And nobody likes to do that. But sometimes in dating, we get this idea that it's, you know, it's you and me against the world. It's just us against everybody else. And listen, you might think this is entirely our decision whether we date or not. It's entirely our decision as to whether we get married or not. And you can have that opinion, but there is a reason that reviews exist. Why do you go to Google Maps and look up the reviews for the restaurant before you go. It is to save you potentially from a bad experience, right? It's to save you from a bad experience. In Proverbs 19:20, it says, "Listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future." Godly wisdom from godly people is more valuable than all of the money in the world. It is. It's more valuable. So get some people around you who love the Lord and who love you and will tell you the truth about some stuff, and they will save you from bad experiences. They will save you from heartbreak because they'll give you the reviews ahead of time. And some of y'all put the blinders on while you're dating though. You don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know what anybody else thinks. I'm just gonna do my own thing. Yeah, like maybe he kind of has like a little bit of a red flag there, but you know, like he is so hot, right? Like he's just so good looking. He's so like, he's like H-O-T-T-O. Gee, no, you quit that. No, we're not doing that. Absolutely not. All the Gen Z people understand that. Everybody else is completely lost right now. Listen, if you're trying to make a decision to marry somebody, to date somebody, ask somebody else. Don't go on the outward appearance. God looks at what? The heart, y'all. We got to ask the Lord. We got to ask our family members that love the Lord. We got to ask our friends. We got to get more people involved. Dating is supposed to be a community event. You don't realize that because we're America. We're independent, right? We're individualistic. I make my own choices. I'm independent, you know? Like, okay, cool. Everywhere else in the world, just about everywhere else in the world, dating, the parents are involved in dating. Some of y'all said, absolutely not. You know, I ain't doing that. That sounds terrible. But almost everywhere else in the world, the families are involved in the dating and courtship process. There's a reason for that. Because they can catch some stuff that you can't. Because they've seen some things that you haven't. They've made some of these mistakes that they don't want you to make. And so they get involved in the process. But when you push everybody away, you think you can do it on your own. Oh man, that's a red flag right there. Don't have that mentality while dating. Seek godly wisdom. Seek God himself. And read the reviews. Somebody say, amen. Listen, your family doesn't like them. Your friends don't like them. Your pastor doesn't like them. Why do you, right? For real, I've said that to somebody before. I really have. Well, you all just don't understand. No, I think we do, okay? I think you're the one that's not listening. And that's a hard truth to hear it that way sometimes. But I think sometimes we need to hear things just straight up. You need people in your life that'll talk to you like that. And if you don't have them, you need to find them. All right, mistake number three, dating without a destination. Dating without a destination. So Oakland, my son, he calls the GPS. You know, I use Google Maps. Any Google Maps people, okay? All right, what about Apple Maps people, all right? The purists, anyway. I use Google Maps. And what about like Waze people? Anybody use Waze? You know, I've heard it's really good, but we'll see. Anyway, okay, here. I'm ADHD, I'm sorry. Here we go. Oakland calls the GPS SatNav, okay? The reason for that is Bluey, okay? So in Australia, that's what they call it. And so he calls anytime I pull out my phone and put Google Maps and put it in the destination where we're going, he says, oh, Dad, can you put the SatNav up and do the little car thing? You know, because you can change it on Google Maps anyway where it's actually a little car driving around and not just like the little arrow. And he'll watch it on my phone. I put my phone up there. He'll watch it as we're driving along. He thinks it's so fun. So before we leave, the first thing that we do when the family gets in the car is we put in the address to where we are headed. You always set the destination before you leave your current location, right? You don't just start driving. Halfway through, you just, oh, yeah, by the way, I think we're going here. No, you all get in the car, and then you say, where are we going? Well, obviously, In-N-Out, okay? You know what I mean? Like, so let's put that in, and then we drive to San Marcos and grab a good burger. You know what I mean? Okay, here we go. Listen, I got an In-N-Out girly over here. I was a Whataburger guy. She's, you know, she's converting me. Anyway, so some of you are dating without a destination. Some of y'all are just wandering aimlessly with no goals in mind. You're getting in the car and you're just kind of driving. Listen, do not get into a dating relationship until you have set the destination. If you have not, you will get lost along the way. You are at your current location, some of y'all today. Where are you at? You're at Singletown, okay? That's where you're at. You're at Singletown. And this young man invites you to hop in the car with him. you better ask, where are we going exactly? Where are we going? Do you have your GPS set correctly? Because I'm not looking just to drive around. Mm-mm. I'm not looking to take a joyride. Somebody, come on now. Not looking to take a joyride. I have a destination in mind. I'm looking for a partner. I'm looking for a spouse. I'm looking for marriage. And so tell me if you've ever done this before, okay? You got to be real honest with me today. Maybe you're on a long trip, and we've taken some really long trips before, and you're just kind of really tired, and you stop in at Buc-ee's, as you do. But it's kind of funky because it's one of those ones, like, I've never been to this one before, and you got to do, like, turn around and then come back around, and then there's like, this weird little thing that you got to get into the Buc-ee's. And so you grab some beaver nuggets, all right, and a Red Bull, and you get back in the car, and you start driving. Then about 20 minutes later, you look up, and you're like, I've been here before, okay? You're driving the wrong direction. Has anybody ever done that before? You stopped at a gas station, you got back in the car, and then you start driving again. Maybe you're tired, you're just not paying attention, and you start driving back the same way that you came. Y'all be honest with me. Has anybody ever done that before, okay? A few people, all right? Listen, I think it just tells a whole lot about you about how long you drive the wrong direction. One time I did it for like 30 minutes. I drove the wrong direction. I was like, oh my gosh. I didn't say anything. Everybody else was asleep. I just turned around and just pretended like it didn't even happen. Oh my goodness, I'm going the wrong way. I should have just done what? I should have just put in the directions of where I was going, and that would have been avoided. When you have a destination, when you have the GPS set correctly, when you get off track, when you're going the wrong direction, it's easy to notice when you're off because the annoying GPS lady will tell you, right? In 200 feet, turn around. And then if you miss it again, in 400 feet, turn around. Like I told you the first time, hey, woman, you're like, why do you got some attitude right now? Like, geez, GPS lady, calm down. So you get, okay, I got it. And so you turn around, you get back on track. But what do we normally do to the GPS lady? What do we always do? We turn her off. I don't want to listen to you. I'm blaring my music as loud as I can. And you know, like when you have her on though, it like turns your music down a little bit. So she can like, in 200 feet, stay straight. I'm like, yeah, I'm already on the road. Why do you have to give me that update? You know, like that's a completely useless one. And so I turn that off. I don't want to mess with that. But we especially, we turn her off a lot of times when we think we know better than her, right? You know, you ever done that before? Oh, I know better than Google, all right? I know better than, you know, the billion-dollar company that has, like, AI and all this traffic data and all that kind of stuff. Like, I got this. I know better than this, okay? And so you try to beat the time. Anybody ever tried to do that before? Where you go a different direction and you're like, I'm going to beat the time that is on here right now. Any of my real competitive people would say amen to that, okay? And so I've done that before, and I've tried to go around. And what ends up happening, usually, you try to outsmart Google Maps or Apple Maps, usually doesn't end up pretty well, does it? It usually doesn't. Because Google's trying to help you avoid that wreck that was right up the road. But you went straight into it. You thought you knew better, and you rolled right up into bumper-to-bumper traffic because of construction on I-35 that never ends. It's always there. Listen, this is what we do in our relationships all the time. We think we know better than everybody else. Your friend pops up and says, in 200 feet, turn around. I'm not sure she's right for you. Well, I'm going to keep going this way. Ladies, your girlfriend comes to you. She says, in 300 feet, break up with him. No, I'm good. I know what I'm doing. The Holy Spirit speaks up and says, you're going the wrong way. Turn around. And you say, no, be quiet. You turn it off. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to them. I don't want to listen to the Holy Spirit. You feel this nudge and you feel this leading of the Holy Spirit and you feel this check, you feel this conviction. And yet we don't want to listen to that still small voice sometimes. We want to just do our own thing. We want to turn up the music and drown out all the other people. We want to go our own way and do our own thing. Let me tell you, you drown out the voice of the Holy Spirit long enough and then you will not be able to hear him anymore. You'll find yourself in a wreck. You'll find yourself in traffic. You will find yourself stuck in your relationships, and in your relationship with God. So you silence it, and you go down the wrong path. Another way that we talk about dating without a destination, right? That's just people that are kind of wandering aimlessly in their dating relationships. But there's another kind of relationship that has no destination, and that is some of y'all just been in the car for entirely too long. You already know it. Some of y'all already know what I'm saying. You've been dating for so long. It's been 10 years now, guys. Why are we still dating? What is going on here? It's been 12 years of dating. Like, for real? You do not know yet after 10 years? You can't figure it out. You cannot tell me that you don't know. You have to know by that point. Come on. Here's the deal. Dating is a vehicle to get you from singleness to marriage. It is not a long-term solution. And yet many people in our culture nowadays will just sit in the car, drive it around forever, thinking that they're pretty comfortable. This is good. I can do this for a long time. I'm good with that. No, listen. It is the vehicle to get you from one place to another, A to B. It's not supposed to be a long-term solution. I'm going to put it to you very plainly. You have two options. You get to the destination and you get married, or you get out of the car and you break up with them. You figure it out one way or the other. You've been dating for way too long. We got to figure this out. And that leads me to mistake number four. It's comfortable with no commitment. It's because you're comfortable, but there's no commitment there. Y'all been together for years, but you haven't actually really committed. Some of y'all introduce yourself, and hey, I'm gonna be very real with some of y'all today, okay? Some of you introduce yourselves, and then you introduce this person next to you and say, this is my husband. No, he ain't. You're not married. No, he is not. And then you trick all of us for like 3 years, and none of us knew that you weren't married. You know, like, no, that is not your husband. He has not made the commitment. And now I know some dudes in the room are like, hey, baby girl, don't listen to this man up on that stage. I'm committed to you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Now stop that mess. No, man, get down on a knee and give that woman a ring. Come on, lady, say amen. Oh, my goodness. Make some commitment, y'all. Either get to where you're going or get out of the car. Like, you just got to pick one. Is it too long? Oh my goodness. If you're asking your partner these kinds of questions, what do you think about getting married? You know, what do you think? Where do you see us going? Like, where are we headed? What does our future look like together? And if they say, oh, I don't know. I feel like we're doing good. Like, just kind of not the right time. And, you know, it's expensive to get married and all this stuff. I got to save money to find a ring and everything. It's like, come on, man. It's excuses. All day long, that's what that is. Excuse, excuse, excuse. I want you to say, then when exactly is the time, boo-boo? You know what I mean? Like, when is going to be the right time? Problem is that some of y'all are acting like you're married while you're not. And you've been dating or engaged for so long, you got married people problems, but with no commitment. And that's a real tough place to be in, is when you got married people issues. But see, the thing is about commitment is it helps. The commitment is what helps you get through the married people problems. Married people say amen. Come on. Because without that commitment, without those vows, without that long-term, till death do us part kind of vow and commitment, man, when life hits you upside the head, and it will, when you run into those financial troubles, when you run into that relational struggle, you know, there's always going to be an out, right? If you don't make that commitment, there's always going to be an out. I could just leave, you know? And you might not say that. You might not ever think that, but it's always there. So let's make the commitment. Man, there's some people that have been living together for a long time, been sleeping together. Your toothbrush is at his apartment, like the whole nine yards. You know, like you're real comfortable, but there's no commitment. This is what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 7. I talked about this last week. This is Paul. He says, I wish that all of you were as I am. He's talking about being single. I wish all y'all were single. But each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. Now to the unmarried and the widows, I say, it's good for them to stay unmarried as I do. But if they cannot control themselves, they should marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion. What is he saying? He said, it's better to get married than to compromise your purity and dishonor God. It's a much better decision to make. Like, but I don't know if they're the one yet. Okay, but listen, like you're just every day you're dishonoring God. So like, we just got to figure this out. Either you need to move out, stay together, or you need to break up, or you just need to get married. And I'm just going to be as straight as I can with some of y'all today. You might be in those kind of relationships. And I know a lot of people in our church are. Been dating for a long time. I think it's time. Let's make some commitment. Listen, here's the deal. It doesn't mean don't just get married so that you can be intimate, all right? I know it's like every little like high school church boy's dream. You're like, I'm going to get married at 20. You know, it's like, okay, like don't do that, okay? That's not what he's saying. If you know that this person is the one, hey, let's not put this off any longer. What it does mean is like, hey, if you know you can't control yourselves, you guys love each other, you want to honor God, you're already living together, man, just get married, get married. We had this idea because of this. And we want to help couples that have been dating for a long time. We want to help you guys take the next step in that relationship. And we want you to honor God in your relationship by getting married. And so what we're going to do is we're actually going to open the church on February 22nd. Okay, so it's about a month from now, February 22nd, and we're just gonna have a bunch of weddings here. I kid you not. We're gonna have a bunch of weddings. Yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome. It's gonna be so much fun. And if you wanna get married, you can get married here for free. We'll decorate the whole place. We'll give you some refreshments and all kinds of fun stuff. Bring your family, bring your friends, you know, bring we got a good amount of seats here, okay? You come get married. I'll do the wedding. I'll be here all day if it means that I can get some people married that are gonna honor God in their relationship. I'll marry people all day long. I don't even care. It'll be so much fun. Also, I'm a party animal on the dance floor, so we'll have a good time. Anyway, so it'll be a lot of fun. But so if you're interested in that and you're like, hey, we've been dating for a long time and I introduce him as my husband and he introduces me as the wife, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're that kind of couple. It's time to get married. Come talk to me literally after service and we will sign you up. We don't have the sign up ready. We just have this idea, but it's February 22nd. All day long, we're going to be doing weddings, all right? So if that's you, come talk to me because we want you to honor God in your relationship. It's time, all right? Mistake number five, pausing the pursuit. Talking to my married people now, come on. You get into this relationship and you work so hard to show them that you love them, right? You do a great job at the beginning. You're buying flowers, guys, you know. Your girls, you're taking him to his favorite restaurant. You're so thoughtful, all the little things, you know. So you grow in this relationship, and then you get married. And then once you get married, you're like folding the laundry together, just giggling, you know. Oh my gosh, you're so cute, you know, folding the laundry. And after like 5 years, you're just like, hey, are you doing the laundry or what? You know, like... It's like a completely different, it's everything's different. And you kind of get into that sometimes. And it can be easy to actually stop the very thing that got you to the marriage in the first place. It was the pursuit. It was the dating. It was the I'm going after you with everything I have. I want to show you that I love you, that I care for you. And we get into that commitment. And then sometimes we stop the very thing that got us here. Why would we do that? It's because it's easy to stop sometimes. Life gets in the way, it gets hard. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in life. You know, especially throw some kids in the mix, man. It's difficult. Don't get me wrong, okay? But I don't want you to press pause on the pursuit. Married people, you got to date your spouse. You might think that your dating season is over because you're married. Let me encourage you with this thought. I want you to think about dating this way. You actually never get out of the dating phase. That's kind of a cool thing to think about, right? Like, I'm always going to be dating, always. But now I'm just dating one person forever. Till death do us part. I know you feel like you don't have time, and I get that. But we make time for the things that matter the most, right? We make time. And if you got to pay for a babysitter every once in a while, I think that's an expense that is well worth it, right? You got to find somebody to watch. Hey, we'll do a babysitting swap. We'll watch y'all's kids. Y'all go out and then you watch our kids and then we'll go out. Like, whatever you have to do, figure it out. Because, man, you gotta continue to date. And this is technically, we're talking about marriage now, right? The pursuit. And this is what we're going to talk about next week. We have four different vows that I want us to make to our spouse. And the first two we'll talk about next week, which is priority, the vow of priority, and then the vow of pursuit. Priority means it's God, and then you, and then the kids. in that order, all right? We're going to talk about the vow priority. I'm going to put you at the top of my list. And then the second one is the vow of pursuit, that I'm never going to stop pursuing you. I'm never going to stop chasing after you. And I know that you're never going to stop chasing after me as well. So we're going to talk about all of that next week. I want to invite you back. Married people, this is for you finally. But listen, single, dating, engaged people, I want you to come back for this as well, because this is just as relevant. I want you to have these vows ready to go in your heart. Write them on your heart. Write the word of God on your heart so that when that person shows up, man, you're ready to make that vow of priority in pursuit to them forever. Would you stand with me today? I want to pray for you. Bow your heads with me. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for every person here, no matter what season of life they're in, single, dating, engaged, married, divorced, widowed. God, I don't know what stage of life they might be in here today, but what I do know is that you want us to have God-honoring relationships. And this season of dating, it's a great one. It's amazing. And it's just a season of discerning. God, is this person for me long-term? Lord, I pray right now that you would give clarity to somebody that's in a dating relationship. They might be in that vehicle and they don't have a destination. They're dating and they don't have that destination set. Lord, I pray that you would give them the coordinates. Give them the clarity that they need to say, yes, this is the person for me. We need to get married, or whether they need to get out of the car. And Lord, I pray for some married people, maybe even here today, God, that they're in this season of the kind of roommate stage, and they're not really dating anymore. They've kind of stopped the pursuit. I pray right now that they would start the pursuit today. They would start talking about, what does it mean for us to date again? And as we go into next week and we look at these vows, I pray that you would solidify these vows and that you would build strong marriages. God, that is my number one goal, is that we would have strong and healthy marriages here at Radical Church, that there would be healthy dating relationships even here at Radical Church. God, that you would just bring the right people, divine appointments, the right people at the right time in the right season. That, Lord, you would help our young people even to discern if this person is for me, if they're not for me. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to invest into people that are single right now. I pray that you would just bring people into their life. They're going to build them up. That they wouldn't settle while they're seeking, but they would have those standards of, God, I need somebody that's going to build me up, that's going to honor God in this relationship. It's going to help me to honor God in my life. And Lord, I pray for those people that are in those long-term relationships that aren't married, that they would be able to make that commitment, and that on February 22nd, when we do all these weddings, it would just be such a beautiful, beautiful day of commitment and of love and of making the commitment ultimately and the vow to honor you with our relationships. God, we love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise here today. Can't wait to see you guys next week. Invite a friend and we'll see you then. God bless you.